Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day where one of our great institutions, that's professional Major League Baseball, is back in business. The season is humming along. Well, it's, at least it's humming along for most teams. The Mariners lost last night, but that's baseball. And everybody is looking forward to a more normal season and to new birth and to bright hopes, except a no All-Star game in Atlanta. Well, maybe it's not too late. Jeff Greenfield is an award-winning television journalist and author. He focuses on politics, media, and culture, and certainly MLB, Major League Baseball, a big part of our culture. In the course of his career, he served as senior political correspondent for CBS, an analyst for CNN, and political and media analyst for ABC News. He's also the author or co-author of 13 books. Jeff, always a pleasure to speak with you.
Nice to be here. And I have to say, as somebody who first set foot in Yankee Stadium 70 years ago, I am happy to see the game resuming. And maybe Gary Sanchez will learn not to strike out 60% of the time. We can always hope.
Well, and also Giancarlo Stanton should have a healthier season, as every Yankee
fan
prays. What do you expect with
that? Yeah, also true.
Okay, so in terms of your column in Politico, which I emphatically agreed with, I thought it was terrific, you think that baseball should have kept, or maybe even should change and keep, the All-Star game in Atlanta, Georgia, where it was originally scheduled to be. Why?
Well, first of all, they've already said they're going to Colorado, so I think it is too late.
Right.
But it's important to understand that my argument was on the side of people who want to fight back against Georgia's new law. What I thought was they missed an opportunity. Had they gone to Atlanta and played the game, so that saves the city, which is mostly Democratic, by the way, and it's the place where these laws are most aimed at, that would have saved about $100 million in economic benefit. But around the game, schedule days of voter education, voter registration drives, have the star athletes who can draw crowds, hold meetings, rallies, give out instructions if it's tougher to get a voter ID. Here's how you get one. Raise money to hire people who can work from now to 2022 in a sustained voter mobilization drive on a nonpartisan basis. So you don't give Governor Kemp and the governors of other states where this may happen the idea of saying that baseball's now taken a partisan stand. It's instructive, though, to know that while Joe Biden and Barack Obama think the boycott is great, Stacey Abrams and Senator Ralph Warnock, who's up next year, manifestly don't. So instead of using this as a platform where they could educate not just the people in Georgia, but in all the other states where Republican legislatures are looking to make it tougher to vote, they took the easy way out. They, to use a cliche, they virtue signaled. And I think it's a loss for Fulton County and Cobb County, which is the area where the game would have taken place. It is going to make it tougher for, I think, Democrats in Georgia. And most important, it missed the chance to turn this into a nonpartisan effort to say, all right, let's try to make it easier to vote legally by giving people the tools to do it. And that was my argument.
Okay, and it's a solid argument, it seems to me. I wanted to go beyond that for just a moment. And talk about general strategy in terms of dealing with this Georgia law. For people who object to the Georgia law, you don't believe there's any chance that the Georgia legislature, which is heavily Republican, is going to come back and revisit some aspect of that law before the elections in 2022, do you?
No. This is different from what happened. You might remember that there was a law that was passed, I think it was in Missouri. I may be wrong about that, affecting transgender people. And in the face of a huge backlash on the part of various companies, they undid that law. This is not going to happen here. And I also have to say that whatever, there's a widespread misunderstanding about what's really the problem with the Georgia law. Yeah, they make it harder to vote, in some ways. They make the ID harder. But they didn't end early voting. They didn't end Sunday voting. But the state legislature effectively gave itself the power to overrule the certification at the county and local levels and to strip the Secretary of State, remember, who fought back against Trump. He's no longer on the state board. In effect, the state legislature is saying, you know, if we don't like the vote count that comes up from various locales, we'll just change them. We'll be the ultimate certifier. And that is something that the federal voting rights proposal doesn't change. However, it is something that, had there been a sustained education effort around the All-Star Game, this issue would have become much more clear to the people of Georgia. And I think even Republicans would be very bothered by knowing that their votes might not be certified the way it's been done for God knows how long at the local and county level, but would be up to the state legislature.
I understand that argument, Jeff, and I respect that argument. My question really is, are we going to be going through this kind of battle between now and 2022? I know that for Republicans in Georgia, this is a shot in the arm. What everyone had been dreading has been the idea that President Trump has indicated he's going to get involved in Georgia. He's going to push back against Governor Brian Kemp and against the Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, who I believe is still planning to run for re-election. Republicans badly divided. Now, in the face of all this Democratic hysteria over what I think you would acknowledge is not really taking away the right to vote. It's not really Jim Crow on steroids, as the president said. It's perhaps you could say an ill-considered, patched together, but basically not the kind of world-shaking crime, and that's what the polls indicate. The polls indicate that most people in Georgia seem to support the new law. How does it help the Democrats to bring Republicans together on something like this while dividing their own voters?
Well, a couple of things. As I just said, there is a really dangerous, undemocratic aspect to this law, which is effectively letting the state legislature override the voters, which is what Trump wanted them to do last time.
Okay, so then if they win control of the legislature in 2022, Democrats can change it, right?
Not until after 2022, but a year from November. These midterm elections are all going to be held under the rules that have now been established. Look, you raise a point that may be off. The Democrats are still paying the price for what happened at the state level in 2010, when massive numbers of state legislatures and governorships went Republican. But I do think that you have to be careful. This is going to be a state-by-state issue. In some states, I think it is going to be a much more egregious kind of making it tougher to vote. I think I agree with you that President Biden way overstated the case because he was responding to original proposals in the law that weren't adopted. That's why the Washington Post gave Biden four Pinocchios on this. But if you look at the detailed analysis of the law, it still imposes burdens on those least able to bear the burdens in terms of getting voter ID, in terms of having to turn in absentee ballots. It's not as bad as it could have been, and I agree that it ought to be met with a detailed and accurate account of what's wrong with it.
Jeff Greenfield, his column is posted on our website, why baseball should keep the All-Star game in Georgia. So what's the way out? Are we just going to have bitterness and boycotts as far as the eye can see till November of next year? We'll be right back on the Medved Show. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book, free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast. 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved Show, I do think that it will be bad for America. I think it will be bad for both political parties. It would be bad for all of us if between now and next November, we focus our attention on elections. And I don't mean the candidates who are running in elections. I mean the mechanics of elections. How do you count the ballots? How do you write the ballots? You know why? Because it will depress turnout. Turnout will be raised if people think there are big issues at stake, like the future of the economy, the levels of federal spending, about the clear Biden administration attempts to remake the tax code and to raise people's taxes. That's going to be a legitimate issue. These are the things that we ought to be talking about. So what do you do about trying to move beyond these questions about how many feet away from a line do you have to be to offer refreshments to people who are waiting in line to vote? What are the hours and who will decide what the hours are in early voting? The state has decided the hours are going to be just as they've always been, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. for Election Day. And again, the involvement with the mechanics and the details of the Georgia race, where even Jeff Greenfield, by the way, former principal aide, he was one of two principal aides to Robert F. Kennedy, and Jeff Greenfield acknowledges that Joe Biden wildly overstated this when he said this was Jim Crow on steroids. This makes Jim Crow look like Jim Eagle, whatever that means. It's foolishness. And frankly, it's going to hurt the Democrats in Georgia. That they won very narrow races, but they won in Georgia. So do you want people to look back now and say that our election system is broken and we have to go back and change it? And you say, well, it's Republicans who changed it. Yeah, but they did that in an attempt to unite the Republican Party to avoid this big split between Trumpers and supporters of Trumpers and Kempers, supporters of Governor Brian Kemp. But now, with major corporations who are not that popular, let's face it, major corporations trying to bully the state of Georgia into changing their election law, which they will not do before next November, and Major League Baseball canceling the All-Star Game in the city that where you could have honored the late Hank Aaron. And see, this, it seems to me, is one area where some kind of resolution of this situation, and so we can move on beyond this bitterness, is possible. I'll tell you what the solution would be. Let people pick up Jeff Greenfield's suggestion. Is Major League Baseball doesn't have to decide and shouldn't get to decide the way that Georgia stages its elections. That's not Major League Baseball's. I mean, if they want to do something about the designated hitter rule, or they want to do something about speeding up games or about regulation baseball, sure. But it's not Major League Baseball's job or the job of Major League Baseball players to determine how Georgia runs its elections. So why not make an invitation to Governor Kemp, to the mayor of Atlanta, Lakeisha Bottoms, who is a very popular mayor of Atlanta, and one Republican, one Democrat, and all other Georgia politicians, from Brad Raffensperger to Kelly Loeffler to new Senator Raphael Warnock and other Democrats on the ground who do not want to battle about this forever, say, look, come back, hold the All-Star Game in Georgia, and we will have bipartisan cooperation, all Republicans, all Democrats, emphasizing, surrounding the All-Star Game. You can be an All-Star Georgian. You can be an All-Star Atlantean. I don't know what you have. What do you call someone from Atlanta? Atlantan. You can call somebody, you can be an All-Star for your city by registering to vote and set up a whole big push surrounding the All-Star Game to get people to register to vote, reminding people that the election is coming up, and make it nonpartisan. Because why not? And again, for other states where Democrats are freaking out because they may change the rules in Texas, okay, do the same thing there. Say, look, at least let's make this bipartisan, right? It's an incredibly negative situation. And Keith in Stillwater, Oklahoma, just wrote in, boycott. Tell me, how is an individual supposed to influence multinational companies that do egregious and stupid things that we disagree with? Buy 100 shares of Coke and vote for board members. Please. It is the only tool available to the great unwashed to influence corporate behavior. I know that argument, and I think that's a good argument. And I think he's right that boycotts never work. There have really been no effective boycotts. And this boycott, this attempt to boycott Georgia, is not going to work at all. But the idea of boycotting major companies, for years there were people on the religious conservatives, people of good conscience and good heart, who made the mistaken idea that they were going to boycott Disney. Do you remember this? And push Disney for more family-friendly entertainment and to avoid some of the racy material in which Disney was involved. And the truth of the matter, the boycott didn't work. People didn't stop going to Disney World. They didn't stop going to Disneyland. They did during the pandemic, but they should have a truly booming business when more Americans get vaccinated. That's actually the way that you can do things, the way that Keith said in Stillwater, Oklahoma. He's right, is that if you want to get involved in the mechanics of getting people elected to the board of a company, you can make a difference and put them in the right direction and push them in the right direction. Speaking of pushing people in the right direction, there's a piece in the New York Times under the heading White Evangelical Resistance is Obstacle in Vaccination Push. And they quote Nathan French, who leads a multi-non-denominational ministry in Tacoma, Washington, said he received a divine message that God was the ultimate healer and deliverer, and the vaccine is not the savior. Do you really believe it's true that we have a problem in America because too many believing Christians, Christian evangelicals in particular, are not going to get the vaccination? Or is that a good thing? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
The Michael MedVed Show.
Michael, you are the best.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If everyone continues down the road we're on now, we'll be behind us, but it's not over yet.
President Biden on Tuesday speaking at a vaccination facility in Northern Virginia, the president again urging everyone to get their shot when it's their turn.
We're only as safe for people who aren't vaccinated as those folks who've already been.
The Major League Baseball All-Star Game now will be played at Coors Field in Denver, Colorado. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp says Major League Baseball will regret their decision to move the All-Star Game out of his state.
I mean, it's almost comical moving the All-Star Game from a city that's, you know, or a metro area that's 51% African American to a metro area that's 10% African American.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Your outlet for outrage.
Where's the outrage? I'm shook up, and you know what's going to happen? I'm going to be driving down the road listening to all this. I'm going to wreck the car and sue Michael Medved.
Okay, don't sue and don't wreck the car.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of the opportunities that people have with the economy apparently turning around and an epic day yesterday on Wall Street is to make investments. But wouldn't it be great to be in one of those epic, life-changing investments that you make because you buy in early to a high-tech groundbreaker, one of those startups that can make a difference in the way that everybody lives, the way we even view the world, the way we experience reality? And that's the opportunity you have by going to michaelmedved.com, clicking on the banner for our crowd. There is no obligation. There is no cost. It's totally free. You can find out about webinars. You can find out about getting further information about some of the most exciting high-tech startups in the United States and in Israel in particular, where right now they are proud of leading the world with vaccines. And who knows, maybe they will even put together a coalition to have a functioning government. But our crowd is functioning, and you can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner, and find out how even ordinary Americans, we're not talking about gigantic investments at all, can make a difference in your future and the future of society by finding out about the opportunities to join some of the exciting startups at our crowd. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. The issue about vaccines, there's a piece in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, as if they don't have enough disputes in Georgia, It says, new focus for vaccine push, skeptical Republican men. And then the New York Times has a similar piece. It says, white evangelical resistance is obstacle in vaccination push. And what was striking to me is I think that this kind of coverage is missing the point, which is that among evangelicals at large, the overwhelming percentage are supporting and welcoming vaccines. In other words, when they are looking, as they clearly are in the New York Times, for people who are big names, influencers, who are condemning vaccines, they come up with Nathan French, who leads a non-denominational ministry in Tacoma, who said the vaccine is not the savior. They speak about Lori Armstrong, a Bible-believing nutritionist outside of Dallas, who said she did not need the vaccine because God designed the body to heal itself. And in other words, they're not paying attention until much later in the piece to some of the very prominent people who support the vaccines and have done so eloquently and appropriately and I think effectively. Because there is evidence that even among evangelicals who had been skeptical, people are turning around. And that is certainly good news. Many high-profile conservative pastors and institutional leaders have endorsed the vaccines, the Times acknowledges in about the eighth paragraph. Franklin Graham told his 9.6 million Facebook followers that Jesus would advocate for vaccination. Pastor Robert Jeffress commanded it from an anti-abortion perspective in Fox News. Quote, we talk about life inside the womb being a gift from God. Well, life outside the womb is also a gift from God. The president of the Southern Baptist Convention, J.D. Greer, tweeted a photo of himself receiving a shot. And I think that's important to acknowledge. And when they talk about the percentage of Republican men who are being resistant to the vaccine, what you're finding is people who aren't so much against the vaccine as against government compulsion and the idea that we are being forced to do this. People are coming around to make their own decision. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports that when vaccines first rolled out last year, a top concern for health experts was vaccine skepticism among black Americans because of the history of medical mistreatment of African Americans. To overcome mistrust, health experts launched campaigns to listen to concerns, answer questions, and assure the black communities of the safety and effectiveness of the shots. Now polls show that African Americans are the group least likely to refuse the vaccine. I think it's turning around with evangelicals as well. And one of the things that I think should encourage anybody of a religious orientation at all is an extraordinary piece of writing that appeared in all places in the New York Times. It's by Adam Liptak. He says, the Supreme Court has become far more likely to rule in favor of religious rights in recent years, according to a new study that considered 70 years of data. The study, which is going to be published in the Supreme Court Review, documented a 35% point increase in the rate of rulings in favor of religion in orally argued cases, culminating in an 81% success rate in the court that's been led by Chief Justice John G. Roberts, Jr. You'll remember was appointed by President George W. Bush. Plainly, the Roberts Court has ruled in favor of religious organizations, including mainstream Christian organizations, more frequently than its predecessors, wrote the study's author, whose name is Lee Epstein of Washington University in St. Louis, and Eric A. Posnett of the University of Chicago. With the replacement of Ruth Bader Ginsburg with Amy Barrett, this trend will not end, and it should accelerate. Well, the trend, when you're already winning 81% of religious causes, what's fascinating to me is they analyze the whole history of the court. And during the Warren Court, only a minority of religious cases were decided in favor of the religious litigants. And what happened was most of those religious litigants who actually won were minority religions or people who were trying to protect a marginal place in American society. Now it's religions not only of that sort, but it is a mainstream Christian evangelical religions that are winning cases. And the commentator in the New York Times, Adam Liptak, seems to be amazed at that, but he doesn't need to be, because that's in the Constitution. It not only provides that Congress shall make no law respecting establishment of religion, it also says, or interfering with the free exercise thereof. In other words, the free exercise aspect of religious faith is crucial. And this is a crucial to religious conservatives. So what do you see as a full-page ad in that same newspaper? It basically has a picture of people sacking the Capitol building and blames it on Christians. It's the freedom from religious, from religion organization. Says 3 months ago, the insurrection of the U.S. Capitol showed that one nation under God, what it looks like. The insurrectionists believed they were answering a call to protect God's anointed. Does anybody really believe that religious faith itself was discredited by the awful events in the Capitol building? I don't. I think this ad is shameful and slanderous. We will get back to that and more on the MedVed Show. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. As the nation pivots from the Trump administration to the reality of the Biden administration, Americans seem divided as never before. What does our country even believe in common anymore? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. This institute stands for the first things, the permanent things, for religious liberty, for freedom of conscience, for family, for limited government, for free markets, for our nation's Judeo-Christian heritage. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you will see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College in Pennsylvania. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund manager. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. There are lots of them. You can find all this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's faithandfreedom.com. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Foundation is outrageous. And one of the photographs it shows is people gathered outside the Capitol building on January 6th. And it shows one individual with a shaved head holding a very large cross as he's preparing to go into the Capitol building. And when they say January 6th was a faith-based initiative, 3 months ago, the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol showed what one nation under God looks like. And what they do later, and it's very tricky, is they added in 1954, they added the phrase under God, which was taken from Lincoln. It's in the Gettysburg Address. It's not some kind of radical fringe idea that America is a nation under God, or nor is it a radical fringe idea. In my book, God's Hand on America, I talk all about the way that all of our most important leaders, very much including Lincoln and Washington, and going right through Franklin Roosevelt, including Obama, for goodness sake, have felt that God has a special dispensation for America, not based on the fact that we're better than anybody else, but based on the fact that we're more useful and important in God's plans for the world. In any event, they have at the top, this is what a one nation under God looks like. And then on the bottom, they say, let's return to e pluribus unum and one nation indivisible. Except what the pledge actually says, it says one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And it's really the idea that America has a special place in the way that God has arranged the world that makes us indivisible, and has. Shame on the Freedom From Religion Foundation. There's also another story about one of the more divisive issues in the country that wasn't divisive at an Ivy League university. More than 80% of Brown University students, reports The Hill, voted in support of reparations for descendants of slaves, and they said, I've never heard this language before, the descendants of slaves affiliated with the school and its founders. The latest move by members of the university to acknowledge its history with the slave trade. What they're trying to do is to avoid using explosive language that says that reparations of descendants of slaves once owned by the school, because obviously the idea of ownership of another human being is so hateful. This is also a very misleading story. It's not 80% of Brown University students. The number of people who actually voted in this referendum at the university was 2,000, right? And it was 80% of those 2,000. There are 7,000 undergraduate students who there are only 2,000 who participated in the vote of 7,000 undergraduate students. And 89% of those who participated wanted the university to research what had happened to the descendants of slaves that the Brown family, which had been involved in founding the school, had actually traveled to Africa and brought back slaves to the United States more than 250 years ago. And the idea that they are going to now track down those descendants, that was supported by 89%, and then 80% of the rest felt that it was appropriate to honor them with reparations of some kind. And for instance, preferential admission to the university, the entire idea of reparations, it seems to me, is not helpful to this country. Because it goes against the basic American ideal. Is the idea of America is we are a land of fresh starts. We're a land of beginning again, of redemption, of rebirth. And people are not limited by what happened to their parents, their grandparents, or their great-great-great-great-great-grandparents. And they were advertising this cause for reparations, apparently at Brown, with a sign that said, "Reparations Now," with the slogan, "They Owe Us." Okay, if you're rallying for "They Owe Us," that could be a little bit problematic. And in another corner of the East Coast, another issue, which some might see as racially tinged, but I don't. I don't believe this is genuinely a racial issue at all. The announcement over at CNN, Baltimore will no longer prosecute drug possession, prostitution, and other low-level offenses. Baltimore City State's Attorney, Marilyn Mosby, who is considered to be very much a political comer in the state of Maryland, says the city will no longer prosecute for prostitution, drug possession, and other low-level offenses. Mosby made the announcement following her office's one-year experiment in not prosecuting minor offenses to decrease the spread of COVID-19 behind bars. "Today, America's war on drug users is over in the city of Baltimore," she said. "We leave behind the era of tough-on-crime prosecution and zero-tolerance policing, and no longer default to the status quo to criminalize mostly people of color for addiction." That's what she said in her press release. The experiment, known as the COVID Criminal Justice Policies, is an approach to crime developed with public health authorities. But the truth of the matter is it led to a decrease in the overall incarcerated population. But during that same period of time, there was a great increase in every sort of violence and criminality. And when you pull back on policing, it's the broken windows theory in reverse. If you are going to allow people to do vandalism and to do drugs in public and to do prostitution in public and all manner of breakdown of order, of course, it encourages criminals to assume that you can get away with violence, which is why Baltimore is now, together with St. Louis, the leading city for crime per capita. Now, sometimes they release movies that aren't a crime, that are actually genuinely surprising. And that's the case with a new faith-based film, which I think has a very good chance of becoming a significant success. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
In the popular tradition of High School Musical, there's a new singing dancing offering about a troubled teen in Tennessee who has a choice between juvenile hall or a brief sentence at a faith-based summer camp. It's called A Week Away, now streaming on Netflix.
If I'm going to fit in here, I have to be something I'm not.
Well, this will be fine. Good luck, Will. You're going to need it.
And this irrepressibly cheerful movie has the good luck of featuring two likable, talented co-stars, Kevin Quinn and Bailey Madison, as the romantic couple at the center of the story. The pace is slowed by simply too many musical numbers, but they're all moderately pleasant and so enthusiastically performed that it's hard to resist. The plot's entirely predictable after the first 5 minutes, but the production values are consistently slick and occasionally appealingly sweet. Rated TVPG, A Week Away earns 2.5 stars. And I will tell you, a week away, I mean, some of the musical numbers are not exactly what you expect for a sort of free-spirited movie musical like this. There's a fairly reverential performance of Our God is an Awesome God. But after all, it's supposed to be a Christian summer camp. And the film is actually slick and very polished in a way that some faith-based productions are not. Tomorrow on the MedVed Show, a world leader has signed a law that potentially would keep him in power forever. How does that work? And who's the world leader? We'll tell you tomorrow, Wednesday, on the MedVed Show. And a professor pushed back against white fragility training. And then the college had her investigated for 9 months. This is no isolated incident, say critics of the investigation. And we'll talk about gun ownership soaring among one group of Americans in particular. Which group? We'll tell all next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.